More healthcare workers are starting to receive the first COVID-19 vaccine. That includes at the Milwaukee VA Hospital, which has about 4,000 employees. The immunization of staff may shed some light on how things will eventually go for veterans who use the Zablocki Medical Center and other VA sites. WUWM's Chuck Quirnbach has the story.
Not all medical facilities are inviting the news media in to watch people get their first round of the COVID-19 vaccine. But yesterday, the Milwaukee VA provided access to five employees who literally got their shot in the arm. One of them, Catherine Matz, is a clinical nurse specialist who works in Zablocki's COVID unit after working at three similar units elsewhere in the U.S. Matz says she's seen some difficult situations.
A lot of incredibly sick individuals who unfortunately have a hard road to recovery. So I'm hoping that this is really going to be a game changer.
Another Zablocki employee who volunteered to receive the vaccine is Joanna Owens, an Army veteran who's a housekeeper on the COVID unit floor. Owens says when the coronavirus first arrived at the hospital, she was worried about getting sick. But since then, she's had training and teamwork.
The nurses there work with me very well, and we work together as a team. So they make sure if there's anything I need or anything I'm not understanding, that I'm properly protected before going into these rooms. So I like that.
Still, Owen says she believes the vaccine will give her additional protection. So inside a small clinic at the VA, Owens walked over to get her shot from registered nurse Arch Johnston. Johnston read a list of possible side effects for the Pfizer vaccine, the only one that's been federally approved so far.
Muscle pain. Chills. Joint pain.
Soon, Owens and the other vaccine recipient we interviewed, Catherine Matz, received their shot. Matz joked with reporters about not being given a cool bandage.
Yeah, that's a big disappointment.
The Zablocki Medical Center has received 3,000 doses of the vaccine so far, but has 4,000 employees. Pharmacy Chief Kim Bell says she hopes a good number will get a shot, but acknowledges immunization is voluntary because the federal government has only given the vaccine what's called emergency use authorization.
It's still going through all of the safety trials, but it hasn't reached that step of full approval or licensing. So while it's under that emergency use authorization, there will be no mandates for anybody to get it here.
Bell says she's waiting for the government to decide when the VA can give the vaccine to military veterans. She says many are older and have other serious health problems called comorbidities. But Bell says that doesn't mean the vaccine puts them at greater risk.
I don't think so. You know, I think as we're talking about the older population or those with comorbidities, it's probably more important that they receive the vaccine, as we know they're the ones who are more likely to have more severe outcomes if they do contract COVID.
Veterans and many other members of the general public, some of them perhaps skeptical of the vaccine, may be watching closely how the healthcare workers respond to their shot. About 10 minutes after getting her injection, Joanna Owens sat in a recovery area at Zablocki. She said the needle didn't hurt and she was given CDC and Pfizer phone numbers to call and websites to visit if she starts to feel any symptoms.
They give you the right resources, so I like that.
Vaccine recipient Catherine Matz also said she felt fine. She acknowledges some people won't have friends or loved ones nearby to check on them hours after getting their shot. So she urges healthcare providers to do outreach the way the VA does for other treatments.
We're always reaching out to say, hey, did that work okay for you? How are you feeling?
Matz says good follow-up would only increase public confidence in the COVID-19 vaccine. Chuck Quirnbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.